This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. Angeline Tay and Fine Grit Studio is with us today. It was established in October 2014. The founders of the company are Daniel Salehuddin and Carol Ashraf. Daniel used to own his own company called Dan Saleh Custom Woodcraft. And Ashraf as well was Kaz Wooda Design. So the establishment of Fine Grit Studio is an effort to merge the two talented craftsmen with hopes to tackle greater projects and new challenges. So Daniel Salehuddin and Carol Ashraf with us today.
My name is Daniel Salehuddin. I'm the design director of Fine Grit Studio.
And my name is Carol Ashraf, and I'm his partner.
He's the CEO.
Both of us are schoolmates, basically.
So what's Fine Grit Studio?
Fine Grit Studio is basically, we are trying to search for names that sounds professional enough to go international, because we are looking this further ahead. Not just a short-term company or not a short-term relationship. For us, it's going to be a serious business. And we come up with a lot of things before Fine Grit. There's Top Notch. Yeah. There's other stuff as well.
Top Notch? Is it your other startup before this?
No. It's like when we were brainstorming for names. We wanted a name that represents the wood. You know, there's a high quality of it. Yeah. So at first, I suggested Sandpaper Studio, but then it was taken by some Canadian, I think.
Yeah, you want something new, something fresh.
And then I think a little bit more, and I was like, why not Fine Grit Studio? Because Fine Grit, basically, grit is how you
determine the sandpaper.
Yeah.
Because sandpaper has these grits. The lower it gets, the more
coarse
it gets. Yeah. So we usually use the finest, up to like 800 grits. That means it's very fine. So, yeah.
Just to make sure that the wood is up to that quality. So, we don't really, do it just for fun. It's basically furniture quality and it's safe for people to use.
Yeah. Wait, so what you do in Fine Grit Studio then? You basically come up with woodwork product?
It started off with Daniel in 2013 once he finished his studies, and he started off doing his own woodworking project because he likes making stuff since small. So he started doing rings using wood, and then making ring boxes, and then boxes, and then the project keeps on coming.
It gets bigger.
Do furnitures and stuff.
Yeah, and so he runs that under Daniel Salehuddin.
Yeah, it's Dan Saleh. Custom Woodcraft. So
yeah. It goes for like
it goes
one year.
For a year,
and then
graduated.
I graduated in 2014, and then right after I graduated, in October we started to merge in, and together since we are quite close since we were high school, so we got a lot of things in order first before we merged together, because we want to avoid all these crises and all these problems regarding relationship and partnership as well.
Or do you mind me asking, how old are you?
We're 27 this year.
You're both 27?
Yeah.
And then you were saying that to avoid crises and things like what are sort of the crises that you actually foresee so you could avoid it?
Of course, the first thing that comes in mind is money. You know, people get a little bit blind.
It's the source of everything.
Yeah, when they see these things, and we want to avoid that. So we create this trust and create this relationship where basically we are depending towards each other, and we are as well independent to decide on the company. And at the same time, everything will go on discussion, basically teamwork.
Who would use your service at Fine Grit Studio though?
What we do in Fine Grit first.
Yeah.
So basically we are custom furniture and product makers, and wood is basically one of our medium. We also work with metal and
glass
and plastic. Usually our clients is homeowners who wanted like something fresh.
Yeah, something
modern, something different than IKEA. Yeah.
Basically, everything under the sun, whatever that we can do. Sometimes people come to us like making rings. People don't usually get that wooden rings, you know. So everything from phone cases, phone stands to console table, dining tables, office tables as well, wood panels, wall panels, so everything. So
bed,
whatever that
consoles.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing that you've actually custom made for?
The weirdest thing, there's this one project where the client wanted to make a lamp. A lamp for an event. Oh, it has this all this green color lamps and everything. This unique stand of hexagon shape, if I'm not mistaken, and then a big mantle at the top of the piece. And but that project was successfully done. However, the CEO of the client decided not to get
not to use
that prop because he literally canceled the event.
Oh,
so yeah, but
last minute
we were paid.
Yeah, so, we were paid. Okay. So that's the most complex that we got. I think one of those complex project that we got from our client stage prop.
Yeah. So it's
okay.
Weird.
So where's that lamp now?
It's with them. Yeah, we don't know what happened to it, but it looks really cool.
So basically, people come to you to use your skill.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can say that.
Everything is made to order.
Everything is made to order.
Do you have a favorite clients will always, or different clients will always come to you for this one item, and what would that be?
It would be our herringbone table.
What's that?
It's basically a pattern. It's a table with a solid nyato top. It's like a plywood construction of nyato. But it have this pattern of a herringbone pattern where it goes like a zigzag pattern.
And that's your own product?
Yeah. It's inspired from somewhere else, but we make it in our own version of it, with the finishing that we gave, the lake design, and the top as well.
Right now, you can see it in Publica. Mm-hmm. It's in Art Row, in Designation.
Right. And because from now, you do custom designs, and you're able to tell popular products that consumers would want.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you can come up with your own line of products. Is that how the thought process goes?
Sort of. I can tell you that dining tables are one of the most requested items, and also TV consoles. But people just want whatever that we had already designed for other clients. So we have our own interpretation of like a console. That's our own interpretation.
Well, I think we'll track back a little bit to the initial days of Fine Grid Studio. You were talking about how the two of you discussed on your partnership.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide that trust? We'll find out more after this. In the studio, we have Daniel Salehuddin and Carol Ashraf, founders of Fine Grid Studio, and they do custom wood design. And this is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, you're still listening to Open for Business. And today we have Daniel Salehuddin and Khairul Ashraf. They are the founders of Fine Grid Studio. And it seems like what you do is very niche. Everything is custom made. In the early days, like, was it tough for you to look for clients?
Okay, clients is actually easy to find since, well, we live in a social media day. So basically what I did was I make something and then I post it online. And then people will just notice me. Client will just keep on coming.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a one-man show back then. I don't really need much clients, so...
And is it sustainable, do you feel? Basically, just doing custom woodwork, you know, will this be able to sustain yourself in the long run?
We've been sustaining quite comfortably right now. So, but we're thinking of expanding it as well. There's always new goals for us. Every single day, actually, we have new goals, we have new missions. And every month as well, every year. So plan to go ahead because regardless in whatever you do, you can't literally stay stagnant in one place. Otherwise, you won't keep on growing.
And because you're not the only player, right, in the market.
That's how we sustain ourselves. We have to evolve.
Yeah. How are you different from other companies?
Okay, based on the client feedbacks, is basically our finishing and our quality. That's the most...
That we get. That's the most comments that we get from our clients. And most of them are... Return clients as well, so they were very happy with our product and they keep on coming.
And is it tough to source for the local wood though?
Not really. First of all, because it's local, and because we have our local suppliers nearby. And for now, it's quite easy. Otherwise, it's going to be at Sungai Buloh for us. So it's going to be quite far from Bangi to Sungai Buloh. If other people who lives nearby Sungai Buloh, it'll be easier for them because in Sungai Buloh, there's a lot of suppliers who supplies all these local woods, imported woods. So we, whatever that our suppliers have, we basically make good use of them and we turn out nothing into something.
What have you learned so far, though, since the first day of Fine Grid Studio, in terms of running this as a business?
Managing it is quite tough. Managing the project is the easiest task. Managing the people... is another level. Yeah. Managing your stuff is much more challenging. So
the people, as in the clients.
The clients, yeah. Because, but regardless, all of this is depends on how you manage yourself. So if you manage to, you know, organize yourself better in ways on to treat these people how they should be treated and treat these people how they deserve to be treated, like our staff, and just to keep on improvising them, encouraging them to make products that is the same quality, that is equal to the quality that when me and Daniel started off back then. So we want to maintain that quality for our work, lah. Mm-hmm. And we want to insert mindset of making furnitures to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the toughest as well, because if we don't maintain that part of the quality, then we're going to lose our clients.
And you were saying also managing clients. Is it because they have certain kind of expectations?
Expectations, of course, everyone has expectations. It's just that sometimes they are not clear with what they want. Sometimes if the clients comes to us and they said, I want a chair. How much do you sell for one chair? So we have no idea what to give, because I need something from them as well, because my definition of beauty might not be the same as your definition of beauty. So we need something that you might, you know, you might like, you might be interested in, some reference photo maybe, some dimensions. That'll be great, lah. If otherwise, we don't really know how to quote, we don't really know how to even start to design, because and it's not the problem of designing. Basically, we can design. It's just that we don't want to design something that we don't know what you're gonna like or not.
And also, you were talking about managing your staff. How many people you have in your team?
Well, we have one. We have one permanent staff, but we have three interns.
Yeah.
Those are something else to train. So
back then, yeah, we have 7 people to manage, regardless if it's intern or staff. Basically, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So we have, because we are not expecting any less from our interns.
It sounds very labor intensive with what you do. How do you plan to grow? Because you do say that the name of Fine Grit Studio, so that you could go international.
At the moment, we have our own plan on designing our own product. For example, our own design of chairs, our own design of dining sets, dining tables, and everything like that. That we can, you know, maybe reach someone that can bring us to Milan or something, bring us our product, our Malaysian product, to, you know, international and go international with it. And other than that, we are planning to make an empire of ourselves, because we don't literally give Fine Grit Studio a name which will be stuck with wood only. So Fine Grit Studio stands for a lot of things. We can put interior designers, we can invite architects. So we are planning to make an empire out of it, so that when people approach Fine Grit Studio, they can literally make their own house.
Empire sounds a bit far-fetched, because right now you're still at the initial stage. So how far off are you towards reaching that goal?
Slowly but surely. So we don't really know when exactly. Sometimes people approach us with, you know, new ideas, and people sometimes approach us suddenly and then they want to collaborate.
I'm going to go with 5 years.
Yeah. We don't really
5
know,
years
actually.
Time?
Yeah.
At least we can open up our own metal fabrication shop. That's, for me, is like the next thing,
level for
next
us.
Next level for us, because right now we outsource our metal fabricators. So,
because right now we are already working with a few interior designers. It's just that none of them is ours yet. So none of them is under Fine Grit, literally. So there's a few interior designers that approach us, architects as well. It's just that we want to, you know, make these people be comfortable with us and everything, and then maybe make a company out of it, lah.
For Dan, you started this way earlier. Is there a time where you felt that, you know, what if this doesn't work out?
Well, not really. I don't have a plan B. It's what I've been doing since I was 17, mm-hmm. since I finished high school, so.
Because I feel like the running cost could be quite high.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to get the materials and then the equipments at your place.
But people are willing to pay, though.
People are willing to pay.
If you make good things, then people will come back. So, yeah.
But it seems like such an easy ride for you, because, like, business is not that easy.
I think you're just used to it. I think we kind of adapt to the business life. It's not, well, to be honest, it's quite hard to begin with. The toughest part of it probably is in the beginning, where people doubt us, where people think that it might not work. But we already overcome all those stuff, and we've been proving people wrong. And so the toughest challenges now is, I think, to close a deal, I think. And that's the toughest task right now, just to close a deal, probably.
Because because we still have the mindset of, you know, these are woodworkers. They should have cheaper prices than IKEA. But it's the total opposite. We are making your stuff,
custom made.
So you have to pay more for us.
Yeah, the toughest probably is just to educate people. Educate people regarding the work that we are doing. And we're not someone who is not educated, you see. And when sometimes people approach us and expecting that these are, you know, people who doesn't know what to do with life, and then they open a woodworking shop. It's not like that. So we are educated people. We have our degrees and everything. And we have our concern in the design and everything. We have all this basic stuff, information and knowledge as well.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you very much. We appreciate it a lot.
Wish you luck for your plans, your grand plans to building your own empire.
Yeah, cool.
In the studio, we have Daniel Salihuddin and Khairul Ashraf. They are the founders of Fine Grit Studio. Do check them out at
www.finegritstudio.com.
And you've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.